Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Carrot Cast. My name is Brady. I am the podcast producer for the Carrot Cast, and I head up a lot of our digital media here at Carrot. And today I wanted to talk to you real quick about what you missed. If you didn't catch our live Ask Carrot episode yesterday on YouTube or Facebook. So every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, we do a live call called Ask Carrot. And you can send in your questions and just kind of get on there, engage with us and ask us anything you want. So yesterday we did an episode on how to stand out with your Carrot website and beat custom websites. So first off, before I go any further, I want to say if you are a Carrot customer, this is something that you are going to get a lot of value of. It's going to be something that's really helpful for you. If you're not a Carrot customer, this episode, not so much. But before you go any further, if you're not a Carrot customer, you're probably losing deals. So I just want to ask you real quick, how many deals can you afford to lose by not having a high converting website? So anyways, on yesterday's episode of Ask Carrot, what we did is we had some of our Carrot customers send in their website and make some tweaks to them, give them some suggestions live on the call. And our whole aim was to really show people how easy it is to stand out against other websites, whether it's Wix or Squarespace or whatever custom WordPress site. We wanted to show people how easy it was to stand out. And we've had tons of customers. We have case study after case study. Actually, one of our recent podcasts, Steve Londeau, it's a Carrot customer of ours. He was one of those people that switched from a custom WordPress site to Carrot and overnight had a lot more success. Leads started coming in. Now, that's not going to be the case with every customer, but Steve is just one of those stories of people who had a custom website, made the switch, and has had a lot of success. So if you're a Carrot customer, make sure to check out the live replay of the episode we did yesterday. A lot of tips on how you can stand out, stuff that is really quick to implement. And one other thing I wanted to tell you guys about. So along with that episode, I want you to go to carrot.com and go to the blog and search for 13 ways. It's number 13 ways. Or just look in the show notes for this episode and I'll have the link there as well. But what you're going to find is a blog article that Mike, our writer, wrote up, and it's 13 changes to differentiate your Carrot website in under 10 minutes. Now, once again, this is super easy stuff. It's going to walk you through things like how to choose a website theme. You see a lot of people get their Carrot account and they just leave it. They set it up as a default, which you really need to get in there and add some credibility, add some personality to it, tweak it, make it your own so you can stand out and let people know who you are. So first thing on there is going to be picking a theme. There's some really simple tweaks like adding a logo. We'll walk you through that. Adjusting your colors, adjusting some of your forms, add a branding icon, even change the button colors. Add some of your own custom images. That's actually one thing we did on the episode yesterday is walk through with one of our customers how they can add some of their reviews and add some better images to their hero up top. Add local images, adjust your hero form layout, add a credibility bar. Guys, that one is huge. And so, yeah, anyways, it's a really good blog article. If you're listening to this and that's something that you like to do, but you don't have the time, you don't want to do the work, just head into the marketplace in your Carrot account and go to the check out the quick start service. That's something that we can do for you. We'd be happy to take that off your plate and get you further ahead. And so guys, this is all I've got for you today. I know this is a very, very quick recap. The call we did yesterday on Thursday was a little over an hour long and it's really good content. If you missed it, go to Facebook, facebook.com/investorcarrot. Make sure to follow us so you don't miss those live episodes. Hop on every Thursday. We would love to chat with you. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Carrot Cast. I'm super grateful to get to be a part of this with you guys to help inspire, motivate, and educate you guys on your journey so you don't have to do it alone. If you listen to the Carrot Cast and you get value out of it, go ahead, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend about the Carrot Cast. And before I head out, I want to give a couple quick shout outs to some people, some customers of ours that have been leaving some awesome reviews on the podcast. So Dijon Tran on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Man, this podcast is freaking awesome. I've been in a funk for the longest time. Trevor's content has just really connected with me. He's helped me with shifting my mindset and finding happiness and purpose in my life with exactly how it is today. I got 17 cents sitting in my bank account and I could not be happier. That is so cool. Before I started this real estate journey, I was one click away from submitting my application to grad school to pursue a career in medicine. I've always known I wanted to help people, but I never felt healthcare was how I meant to do it. I've watched healthcare professionals become numb, stressed, ironically unhealthy just because it's the nature of the profession. After dropping healthcare as a career path, I immediately felt a sense of relief, but I no longer felt I had purpose. I used to sleep in so I wouldn't have to face reality. I had so much anxiety about failing and where my life was heading and how I was going to make money if we don't succeed. I was so focused on the negatives that I couldn't see how real estate was going to be the vehicle of purpose for me. Let me say that part again. I was so focused on the negatives that I couldn't see how real estate was going to be the vehicle of purpose for me. It took a lot of podcasts and eye-opening stories from Trevor's early beginnings as an entrepreneur to his struggles as a CEO today. Trevor's genuine desire to help bring value to his listeners, customers, teams, and families made me internally question how I can be valuable daily with what I have now. I wake up every day with purpose. I'm so confident I will succeed because I know that each day I bring value, I get an ROI. Each day I bring value, I get an ROI. I've already seen how this shift in mindset alone has improved my relationships, my work, and my interaction with others. Thank you for helping me make this shift. I'm excited to look back on this day when we are sharing our win. Dijon Tran, that is freaking awesome. Thank you so much for sharing, and props to you for making that mindset shift. Y'all, we can help you. We can give you all of the motivation, inspiration, everything we have. At the end of the day, it is up to you to make that mental shift and that mindset shift and just go after it. So Dijon Tran, if you're hearing this, reach out to us. That goes for anyone that's left a review on the podcast. Reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, through the Carrot account, whatever. I would love to pick your brain, hear what your thoughts are on the podcast, and get ideas from y'all. I love the feedback we get every single week on this. It is amazing seeing the comments that come in about how we're changing people's lives just by doing a podcast. This is awesome. So keep it up. You guys are doing awesome work. We love talking with you. And make sure that you catch the next podcast episode coming out. Today's Friday. If you're hearing this on Friday, we got an awesome episode coming out Tuesday. And it is for anyone who feels a little too tired, a little bit burnout, and they are not seeing results. This episode is for you. So don't miss it. Thanks again. And we will see you later.